the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN. He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Bradley Nortman. Strofe is running the show. You, KBN Nation, as always, can get us on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776, list is more, or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. I'm already not happy with our in-studio, in-person guest on this Tuesday.
Oh,
well, why? Because
wow.
He came in somber?
No, look at him.
Look. Oh, he ain't got Brewers on.
Where's the Brewers gear?
All black everything.
You know, I was running around, and I just came
Excuse?
In hot. I came in hot. It is an excuse. I should have my Brewers gear. Forgive me. KBN Nation.
You know what's funny is Ben the last segment was talking about how he broke the bobblehead of Bob Uecker. Like he destroyed it. Exactly.
Oh wow.
He broke him in half.
It was an accident.
He broke
like,
him in half.
Act like it was on purpose.
Oh, it's oh my god.
And he lost a lifesaver.
That's horrible.
That's awful. That's diabolical. And he apologized, saying, "Oh, I apologize." Kind of the way you apologize. It was a little half-hearted.
Wow.
Man of many words. Wow.
It's
powerful.
Okay.
Wow.
It's okay though. You know, we gonna get through it.
Yeah, we are gonna get
just
through
just like
it.
The, you know, the Brewers gotta get through last night.
Yeah.
We gotta work through it. We gotta have a short term memory.
Yeah, that's and the thing is the Milwaukee
Brad
Brewers
needs
are
to have a short term
right.
memory.
No,
Brad,
I'm just
Brad's letting yesterday Tory. Night live rent free.
Tory, I'm just saying that this team, they gotta do a whole lot more if they want to advance to the World Series. I mean the time is now. Let's wake up. We can't be doing this, you know, lax and offensive effort and living by the skin of our pants.
Sometimes
defensively,
I'll say this. Sometimes when you do the champagne celebration, it take a minute to get back into it.
Yeah,
I think you, you know, it was a tremendous win over the Cubbies. So when you had that champagne celebration, you go into the next round. Sometimes that first game is the wake up.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that there was a level of like emotional and physical exhaustion from the Cubs.
So you got to get back balanced, and I think that they will. They will get back on.
I love how Brad's wearing the Power of Friendship shirt while basically not believing
in
the message that Pat Murphy's had on this team.
If they're going to win, it's going to be because of friendship. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you what.
Nicely played.
You cannot break that friendship.
I don't know how we got here, but I love when – if anyone's got questions for Tory, we'll do an Ask Me Anything right now.
Oh, wow.
800-990-3776.
Here we go.
John in Milwaukee, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with KBN.
I've been calling for a while, so you got to listen to this with no judgment, okay?
No judgment.
I'm not wearing anything Brewers-related, okay? Not wearing anything Brewers-related, and here's why. All right? I'm 55 years old. I've been a Penn State fan since I was 12 years old, okay? My brother-in-law bought me a really sweet-looking Penn State heavyweight zip-up 3 weeks ago, all right, before the Oregon game. I put it on for that game. Do you realize that since I put that sweatshirt on, Penn State has lost every game, and they fired James Franklin?
Yeah.
All right? If I had the sweetest-looking Brewers gear on the planet, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole because I'm full of dark magic. But I do believe you guys hope know the Dodgers T-shirt. I'll wear that. Shoot, the Brewers are being done in 4 games.
Put the juju on the Dodgers.
Give me some dark magic.
I respect the ability for one's mind to think that wearing clothes can have an outcome on a series.
Yeah.
But if there's a shot, we got to try it. Get the guys some
it's
Dodgers
baseball.
Gear.
Yeah. Get him some Dodgers gear. I'm sure he has some.
Did he wear Cubs
somewhere?
Gear? Is what I wonder. Did he wear Cubs gear during the Cubs series to see if it, you know, a little test case? He's not just a one-off?
No, I think he's just superstitious in a way that he believes that he has something to do with Penn State losing 3 games in a row and also firing their coach in James.
It's that you try to change the frequency, but once you got bad juju, it's hard to get it off. So you got to wait till next year.
The one thing that I will continue to reiterate that I think that, Brad, everything you're saying, I understand.
But
there's a huge but here. I think because you were there and you saw it firsthand, you're taking it so like it was a game seven right now.
It was a gut punch.
Yeah, it was. But guess what? It's over.
It's over.
Like the difference between you playing football and what the Brewers get to do today is they don't have to wait 6 days.
Right.
That's true.
They get to go home, shower, stay in their own beds, wake up, and like that's over.
Oh, you have to feel.
Well, hold on. You're talking to a punter now. When you get a bad kick,
yes,
you know, and it goes off to the side, that next kick comes, and you just hit it straight down the. It's just the same reset.
Yeah, you reset. You reset, and you go back to the basics.
Brad thinks everybody that like yesterday had a really good pitcher go to the mound. Blake Snell. He thinks all of their pitchers are going to pitch like that tomorrow.
I didn't necessarily say that.
No.
That's the vibes you've been.
You said the best got to come alive. Dude,
they do.
They came alive in the ninth inning. Did they not? Well, kind of.
It just. I mean, Tori, here's my thing. And then you can come at me like these guys
go
are
right
too.
Ahead. I'm not gonna strike
so
you down.
The should. Brewers won 2-1, right? But and they had a chance to win in the ninth inning. Remarkably had a chance to win the ninth inning. But you look at the game, you look at 8.5 innings, and it wasn't that close.
No, pause.
Statistically,
pause,
it wasn't that close.
When you say remarkably,
yeah,
that's where I draw
against
the line.
All odds. Against
what do you mean
all
against
odds?
All odds?
It was
like the ball that Sal Frelick caught, like should have caught, was a ball that a Gold Glover can catch many times. It stayed in the park. Yeah, they caught a break, and it not act like he didn't make a play to keep it in
play.
The ballpark. And so even if they did score there,
oh, so lucky but that it, he made that.
So if it was like two degrees left,
and then
right,
if you're gonna do the thing about how many like hits the Dodgers had and base runners the Dodgers had,
yeah,
like enough with that. This is baseball. There are times in the season where the Brewers have probably had eight on and scored two runs.
Oh, the problem,
and then
yes.
walk home run. That's one hit, three runs. Like that's how it goes. This is everything's amplified times 10.
That's true.
And I get the reaction from we couldn't do. Yeah, we all saw it, but we also have enough of a sample size to believe that it doesn't matter who. Like it's been Paul Skeens that they've gone against, and I remember Kyle's like, I'd love to get a Paul Skeens to be big right. for the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've done all of this throughout the year. It's just a different platform. And if you want to maybe say maybe the lights are getting too bright, you can say that. Mm. I just don't believe that from this team because I believe Pat Murphy from the time that they clinched a playoff berth to clinching the NL Central to clinching the number one seed has had this team on a mission to go further. So to sit here and just pick apart yesterday's game to the point where you still have this negativity rolling around the room, I can't get behind it. I can't because of what we've been given for this season from Pat Murphy and crew.
Well, the reality
Where's
is
my
yesterday,
wedding ring?
Yesterday they got worked in a number of ways. They got worked in a number of ways, right? At the Brewers batters, and I just think like the amount of offensive production that the Dodgers have wasn't necessarily reflected in the score. So we can all, if you want to say to me, you know what, you take that game and you flush it and restart, I'll say that.
Why
that's
wasn't
fine.
It? Why wasn't it reflected in the score, Brad?
Because the number of hits and
no, I said, but why wasn't it reflected in there only had two runs? The number of hits they had.
There's some good defensive plays by the Brewers.
Oh,
for sure.
Pitching.
That's
yeah,
what
okay.
they do. But
you look at trends.
By playing sound baseball.
You got to look at trends. You got to look at like what can you rely on? Can you rely on the Brewers to make outstanding defensive
plays
every
rely,
game.
Are you going to rely on every pitcher from the damn Dodgers to be able to pitch like Blake Snell?
To pitch like 1954 when the minimum the playoffs happened?
I need the Brewers to actually, you know, have some exit velocity on their hits, make some contact.
Did Jake Bauer not have some good contact?
He had one.
Okay. Well,
it was a timely one.
It was a timely one. They got walked as well. They ran a pitcher out. So I'm just saying. Bradley Norman.
All is forgiven and all is
forgiven.
Called,
and listen, Pat ain't looking for your forgiveness.
If and when the Brewers do what we know they can do, I'm thankful. In this moment, I am thankful that Pat Murphy is their manager. I would be feeling
right.
worse if it was Craig Counsell. I'd be feeling worse and wondering if the fabric of this team can handle a gut-wrenching loss like there was last night and not have that carry over today. If anyone can do
it's
it,
the best
Pat.
Point you've made all day.
If anyone
Finally,
can do it, it's Pat Murphy.
4:09.
At least I got it in.
Here we go. What did I walk into?
Tori walked into a buzz.
Hey,
Ron the Key wants to bring Logic. King Logic is coming into the conversation on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Ron?
Okay, now preface this. If you're like, hey, we don't want to have logic, we want to be fans, we want to enjoy this, we want to be positive, that's fine.
I already There's hate the way you started this. I've already hated this.
But I mean, it's fine. But Brad's right. I watched the broadcast last night, Ben. You don't have faith. How many times did you say he's pitched to the minimum?
That was yesterday. This is a new day.
I know, but Ben, it is a new day. But you don't have faith in Yelich.
Not right now.
You do not have faith in Terrain. Okay.
I've already
hook his ass.
I've heard you out. But guess what? For me screaming at Bryce Terang in a small sample size of 5 games, he came through with the biggest possible insurance run in game 5 by making it 3-1. Just because I'm on Yelich doesn't mean he can't come through as a guy who's had a better season and been a great leader for this team. It's okay to be hard on your guys. That doesn't mean that it's not going to come to fruition. There is so much of like inferiority complex right now from people that are trying to be like, well, logic says the Dodgers have 3x payroll. They have better starters. They are better 1-9. All right, we might as well just not show up tonight, huh? How about that? Is that what you want, Ron? Because the way that I'm going to approach this game is watch the team that got the best record in baseball, who has the ability to get at pitchers just no matter how good they are. They didn't do it yesterday. This doesn't mean they're just going to roll over and die. This is ridiculous.
There's a lot stacked against this team. There's no doubt about it. We just said it, right? Payroll and all things. Now there's even more stacked against it.
Brad, you're about to get the belt to ass. Brad's about to get the belt to ass.
But if this team is going to be a World Series contender and actually get there, then they need to lean on what they did all regular
season.
It's a football take.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a football take.
What is?
That if they're going to be a World Series team, they effectively need to win every game.
I didn't say that. But I said they need to do what they did during regular season.
They
lost by
90 feet yesterday. 90 feet.
You guys are pretending like the game was closer than it was.
No,
but
that was
baseball,
the fact of the matter.
This is how it happened.
They got outplayed.
Dude,
the score
going into the ninth inning was 1-2-0.
They remarkably almost stole the game. Dude, but it's not reflective of
Dodgers
how they played.
Also not reflective of what could happen the next 6 games.
So we hope that they go ahead and steal another
you
one. They
can
need
hope,
to play better.
You can hope. I'm going to believe in the evidence that I have from this team that got them here.
And they need to do the things that they were doing.
Every game from Brad.
Despite Blake Snell being amazing for 8 innings, they did the things they always do.
Yeah.
Defensively, but you need a whole lot more on offense.
They pitched well, but then here's the thing, Brad. It was only one real run driven in yesterday because if my memory serves me right, Abner Uribe, he walked in the second run, didn't he?
He did, but again,
they literally had one swing of the bat.
In a crucial moment, that changed that game, Brad.
But there were multiple
other innings where the Brewers got out of it. To some of the Brewers' credit, in the next baseball game,
It's going to be different.
Yeah, they did lose.
So we feel
just
good about
news.
Rolling
they lost.
It back out.
They lost, yes.
If they play the same way. 65 games in the regular season.
If they play it the same way, we feel good about
Brett, it. Brett, if it wasn't Blake Snell pitching yesterday and it was their number four pitcher, or what, number five, I guess their number four, then okay. But it was a really good pitcher yesterday. Like, that is just what it is.
I can't believe we're operating with contentment with how the Brewers played yesterday.
Bro, they played
We're not acknowledging that they did. They were bad offensively.
I'm saying is we got to step up now, immediately.
Brad.
They started to when they really could have just laid down and died after they were hit to the minimum.
I know that.
And gave it an opportunity. They were a hit away from winning this game. And that's what's great about playoff baseball.
It's what's remarkable about it.
It can flip in a switch. As Pat Murphy said in his interview in the middle of the game last series, momentum can swing with one pitch. Yet here you are thinking that this whole 8 innings that you watched is indicative of what you're going to see the rest of the series. And that's unfair to this team.
The Brewers outplayed for half an inning. Because Obner, it was like the top of the ninth when he walked
again,
in another run.
You're focusing
so they,
on...
They outplayed the Dodgers for one half inning, right? We were saying the same thing opposite of the Cubs. We were saying the Brewers have outplayed them, and the Cubs have only had a couple of good innings. I think that...
This was one game. If you had this take through two... I ain't going to argue with you. but let them be the team that they've showed you they've been the entire year before you jump ship after game one.
No one's jumping ship. I'm just saying.
Your words are speaking louder than your actions, which is, I guess your actions are also words.
Real quick, Corey, Packers, really quickly. After the game on Sunday, do you feel good about the Green Bay Packers defense?
I think that the defense still has some holes in it. I think that many times.
Where at?
I think that front line could be a lot better.
Oh.
But, you know, we got Micah, but I think that the rest of those guys got to, you know, start showing up as well in a full game series. In a full game. I think that I'm seeing sporadic ideas, but I need that front line to be working like a machine.
Are they a Super Bowl contender now?
Yeah, always. I mean, Green Bay.
The NFL's wide open. Torrey's right. Yeah, they definitely
it's
are.
It's Green Bay.
Torrey, I'm sorry. Brad's getting on my nerves.
Can I end it with this?
Go ahead.
Brewers!
Brad, don't you open up your mouth.
Brewers!
Tell us about what you're working with at home, Kyle.
Yes, inside my home, I'm telling y'all this right now, there is nothing better than working with my friends at Universal Windows Direct. And I know y'all might be feeling the coldness. Not me in my house, because once I turn that heat on, guess what? My house stay nice and warm. And if you want to have that nice feeling, then all you got to do is work with my friends at Universal Windows Direct. And right now, you can buy two windows, get two free with no limit, plus they'll give you 0% financing for 3 whole years. And on top of that, you can get an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule with them this month. All you got to do is make one call, 414-410-2000, or simply visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. They'll have somebody out there to your house. They'll give you a nice consultation, let you know what fits your need. They're not going to try to upsell you. They're going to give you exactly what you need at a great price. Remember, buy two, get two free, 0% financing for 3 years, and a $500 bonus of getting off for your next home improvement project. I'm telling you, just like me, after you work with Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Response to Brad Nortman's big market love is next on the Carbo's Talking Text Line.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're 92. It's,
yeah, yeah.
I thought he was 93. You said 93.
Almost 93.
When's his birthday?
May.
It's July
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Win big this October at Pottawatomie. You can play the Bird Bash game show for $50,000 in cash. Just play with your Pottawatomie rewards card for entries, prize drawings on Thursdays, plus. Your play also earns you a shot at $300,000 December season finale. It's a Bird Bash only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Paysbig.com. Visit Pottawatomie.com/Bird Bash. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman on the Carbless Talking Text Line. Where Liss is more. Sorry, Brad, it's not a dominating game. The Dodgers only scored one. That's not domination. Winners win in different ways, no matter how hopeless it may seem. Brad, you're shanking your punts today, Chef Ed.
Oh, that one hits too deep.
This one might be true. Ben, you're taking out your Badger frustrations on Brad.
No.
We both are taking it out
Nick,
on one another.
Why did Craig go to Chicago, Brad? Bigger names, bigger payroll. How did that work out? Don't be scared. Bleep the Dodgers. Brewers! No,
don't you do that.
You're there.
And usually I would
okay,
do.
I'll
not
give,
today.
We'll get you. I will be quiet. I will give you guys the opportunity to make me not be a believer. I'm a believer.
I'm not here to sell.
I won't. I don't need to sell. If there's a nervous Brewer fan out there, like me, what would you tell him?
I would simply just tell him, look what you were matched up against. For me, the way I look at it is the Milwaukee Brewers offensively did not come through yesterday until they got to the bullpen. And if you know anything about this Dodgers bullpen, they were porous this season. That was their Achilles heel. That was the problem. The fact that the bats came alive once they weren't going against one of the best, as Jeff Passan said when he joined Willie and Tausch today, he said the best pitcher on the planet right now, once they did not go against the best pitcher on the planet, what were they able to do? They were able to get back almost into this game where they won this baseball game. So for me, that should give you a lot of confidence that you're not going to face that guy again, not in game two and not in
game three, maybe in game four, but game two and game three, you'll have an opportunity to go against lesser arms than what you saw. Good arms, but lesser arms. So I feel confident. But also, this baseball team has faced Yamamoto before.
Yamamoto
before, but more importantly, this baseball team has had losses where they've been able to bounce back. They've beaten good teams before. So don't allow for this one game in a seven-game series to dictate how you're going to feel for the remainder of the series. They need to win four. Can they do it? I don't know if the Dodgers can do it, but I feel good about the Brewers being able to win 4-7. Really, 4-6.
Strofa,
I feel a little better.
I have something for Brad, but I would love for you to help Brad as the nervous Nelly over here.
I'm sure I'm not the only one, KBN Nation. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Resilience, Brad.
This team
has taught us one thing. It's resilience, Brad.
Or look at your shirt.
Oh, powerful.
Yeah, you don't believe in it, though.
Power of friendship,
Brad. If you believed in it, you'd be like, all right, we're going to be good. Like, I literally walked away yesterday. I was mad. I told you. I had some explicitives coming out of my mouth after that game. But I did not go to bed, even though I was sad. I did not go to bed thinking this series was over. I went to bed saying, you know what? My boys almost fought back and almost stole a game. Now we have an opportunity where we're not going to face another pitcher like that in Yamamoto today. So I felt good. I feel good. You should feel good, Brad. Only way you should feel bad is when they're down 3-0.
If I'm going to invert this and look at the sunny side, it's remarkable that they stayed in the game. They got the hits they did. They stepped up when they needed to in the ninth inning.
Why is it remarkable? Can you explain that to me?
Just because the game flow all game was all Dodgers.
But you do realize there's a correlation.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, so why is that remarkable? The dude that was mowing everybody down left the game, and all of a sudden the Brewers had life at the plate.
Like, as Ben said yesterday, that is the formula for sure. I was actually almost surprised that he didn't come out here and do a complete game.
Thank goodness he didn't. Thank goodness.
Were you thinking he was, by the way?
I was shocked, even at his pitch count.
104, 103 pitches?
103 or 4, that with 7, 8, 9 up, that they didn't run him. I think I have said enough today. And I would just be beating a dead horse. There's a reason why I bought this jersey. Mm. It's because Pat Murphy has been able to get this team to buy into his message. And although I was furious, Strofe, I crashed out, as the kids say. You know what crash out means?
That is what the kids say, yes.
Crashed out.
I went a little crazy.
Because you broke Bob Uecker.
Blake Snell was mowing down the Brewers. But it is baseball. It is the most game of, like, bounces, weird momentum, like the way the Brewers play. It's going to be absolutely tough against a team that has the lineup 1-9, the pitching staff. We know we need to get to the bullpen. But this team has been different all year. Why right now, after one game against the Dodgers that looked crappy, would you be like, I'm really nervous? This is the time for you to put your chest out and be like, this isn't the Brewers of old. If the Brewers of 2018 were able to take the Dodgers to Game 7, then the Brewers of 2025, that won 8 games 3 times, won a franchise record 14 straight, have Freddie on the mound tonight, who's been his best at home, not on the road. He's at home. This can be another game. Look, Shohei Ohtani's struggling. Why do we have to assume that Shohei Ohtani's just going to break out? He can continue to struggle. Our guys
has been struggling.
Have struggled. But guess what? Game 1, game 2, you win. You go to Wrigley Field. You lose game 3, game 4. Did your sphincter get tight? Everyone's got tight.
Oh, yeah.
Is your sphincter tight right now? Everyone's
pretty tight. Why'd you have to ruin the moment with talking about sphincters?
It's pretty tight.
That's your favorite word. Why do you like that?
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know what a sphincter is.
It's a booty hole.
It's two of them, actually.
Well, both of them, then.
Where's the second one?
The second one, your sphincter's up
that's
here.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, I can...
Either way, it's not time.
I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
No, it's your esophagus.
Is that at least sphincters?
Yeah. You had to bring up booties, and you really ruined the moment. We had great music playing.
I know.
Want me to give it a crack?
Well, I was cooking until I got to sphincters.
Yeah.
Here, Stroke played the music for himself, not for you. He was just waiting for
Compelling.
You.
Stroke.
I was going to play it for myself, but then Ben started cooking, so I was like, let's crank it in here.
Cook.
Brad. Resiliency. Stroke. Relentlessness, friendship. That's what this team is built on. And just because one game didn't go our way, that doesn't mean we give up on them. Do you give up on your friend after one bad day?
Never.
Did you give up on your teammates after one bad quarter,
Hell
one bad
no.
one bad drive? So why are you giving up on this team after one game? It's just one game. The power of friendship is real, man. It's the heartbeat of this team.
Do you feel it in the music?
I feel it. I feel it, boys.
The friends.
I feel the power.
The friends of the Milwaukee Brewers, they fight for each other. And yeah. Brad, we got to fight for them, too.
Won't they do it?
Won't they do it?
Brad, I understand. We've seen heartbreak before.
We've seen heartbreak, boys.
We've seen heartbreak before.
We felt it.
But you know what we've seen this year? Magic. Magic brew, in fact. Just like that towel says right in front of you.
You're so corny that
this team, this team isn't done. In fact, Brad, they're just getting started. Let's believe. Let's ride. Let's go. Brewers!
I mean, that's worth a stand right there. That's worth a stand like me at American Family Field yesterday.
For 15 minutes total in the 3-hour game.
15 minutes. I stood, though.
So,
Sweetest Day is coming up and want to make sure you're equipped to make that special someone in your life extra happy. Well, you can do it with the Welke Sweetest Day giveaway right here. From now through October 16th, head to WelkeSweetestDay.com to register for your chance to win a Sweetest Day prize pack, a bouquet of flowers from Welke's Milwaukee florist, a $100 St. Kate gift card, and a one-night stay at the St. Kate can be yours to share with the one you want to be with for your Sweetest Day. Register to win. For full contest rules, go to WelkeSweetestDay.com. That's WelkeSweetestDay.com. Wheel of Strofe into Big Daddy Professor J.A. John Anderson next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not.
You're
not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am young, wild, and free. Every time I ask you to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you taking why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I could still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
KBN Nation, have you ever been sitting inside your house looking at your windows and said, boy, oh boy, look at that chip paint? Or boy, oh boy, man, I don't like the way this sounds when I lift it up. Yeah, you know what? I've been there before, and I decided to get Universal Windows Direct, and I want you to do that as well. Before this weather gets too cold, there is a perfect solution for your old, drafty windows that are causing those energy bills to creep on up. That solution is working with my friends at Universal Windows Direct, and they have a great deal. You already know, buy two windows, get two free, and the great thing about that, you can buy 10 windows and get 10 free. You can do the whole house and only have to pay half the price, but what I love is I got 0% interest as well. You can get 0% interest for 3 whole years. It makes it so easy. I'm paying $63 per month for my window. So I'm telling y'all, if you are looking to get with a great company, work with my friends at Universal Windows Direct by calling them at 414-410-2000 or simply visiting UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule a free in-home visit. You can make a call today. Somebody will answer and get it set up very quickly. And plus, when you make that call, guess what? You can get $500 off your next home improvement project. And like me, KBN Nation, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I think it's just time to get right to it on Kyle Brustin-Ortman. It's time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. Strofe's time to shine.
Another day. Another buckaroony. And a great day for a Brewers victory. On the Wheel of Strofe. I've got a wheel. I've got topics. The boys have attitudes. Here we go.
Wheel of Strofe.
Not wrong.
I know.
Good spin.
Thanks, Brad.
Too good of a spin.
Ah.
Boyple.
Oh, good. I thought you said, ah, because that means I needed to do physical labor.
Well, it passed on that. I was rooting for it.
That's rude of you. Over at ESPN.com.
Raz on one today.
Over at ESPN.com, ahead of week 7 in the NFL, this week's power rankings. The Green Bay Packers, number 6 in the NFL after a victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, only behind At number 5, the Eagles. At number 4, the Colts. Number 3, the Bills, despite last night's loss. Number 2, the Lions. And the top team in the NFL, according to ESPN's NFL Nation, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Are you just reading numbers, or is there a question?
What do you make of this week's power rankings, Ben?
It's everything that everyone continues to talk about. There's no one that stands out that is the Super Bowl dominant front runner right now in the NFL. And for the Packers to be 6th, when we all know there's been stuff left on the table. Mm-hmm. Think about that. You're up 10 with 3 minutes to go. You lose to the Browns. You tie the Commanders, not going for the win, but that tie does help you. The Cowboys. And then you beat the Bengals, but there's some things like everyone probably would want cleaned up. First half, some things, and then second half, defense. And with all that, they're sitting 6th, and they haven't hit their peak. So being 6th right now, it's all you need to be. It doesn't even matter where they're at. They could have been 10th at this record that they have of 3-1-1, and I wouldn't care. Because there's so much season left, and there's so much opportunity against this schedule to fix the things up that you need to fix up.
Of the top 6 teams in the NFL or ESPN NFL power rankings, only 4 of them appear top 6 in odds to win the Super Bowl at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. The Bills, the Chiefs, the Lions, and Packers, the betting favorites over at Pato Sportsbook. The Chiefs number 9 in this week's power rankings.
Yeah, a 6 I'm good with, and Ben said it well, that there's no great team. That for the path for the Packers is really wide open. And this team hasn't played its best football yet. Maybe earlier in the season it did, so we saw their potential. My only gripe with this is the Lions have a worse record and the Packers beat them. And the Packers are behind the Lions. I get the Lions have had some quality games, but people come on, where's the respect for the Packers?
I guess their quality losses to the Chiefs and the Packers were something that boosted them up. But also, their offense put up a lot of points. Sometimes, remember the old BCS ranking with the computer?
Yeah,
you put up quality a lot of points. Yeah, you put up a lot of points.
Well, they scored 17 against the Chiefs.
Well, but they put up a lot of points in some of their victories, though.
Yeah, against the Bears.
They haven't played much. They played Browns, but
the Lions play the Buccaneers. So I think that's a fascinating matchup
to see.
That's
a great game.
If the Buccaneers can go toe to toe offensively,
the
and like,
Lions
continue the dominance.
The Lions lost to Green Bay. Then they beat up on the Bears, right? 52 points. Then they beat the Ravens, the lowly Ravens by 8.
Without
Lamar. They beat the Browns.
Or he got hurt in that game earlier.
I think he got hurt.
They beat the Browns. I guess the Packers couldn't do. They beat the Bengals, and then they just lost to the Chiefs. So, like, how much more impressive is that?
That's a fair argument.
Yep. I just think it's still the good thing about it is we know that this team is incomplete and there's no team running away with it. That means as we keep building and getting better each week, I feel more confident as we head to the playoffs.
It's a little bit of past history with the Lions. These are regular season power rankings. The Lions have been a regular season juggernaut.
That's true.
Wheel of Strove!
Notice how I didn't break a Bob Uecker bobblehead when I grabbed the wheel.
Good spin, Strove. Thank you.
Affirmation.
Oh,
he
blue
needs.
Barely.
Blue barely.
Means I need to read you a quote that resonated with me today from Michelle Smallman on ESPN Radio's and Sportsmanlike.
Are you reading something that she said on the airwaves?
I don't know if she said it on the airwaves. That's why. It's only 5 words. Even baddies have bad days.
Ain't that the truth? I know that person.
I also know that person.
How do you know that personally, Kyle?
Me and mine's is baddies. And we have bad days sometimes.
Who has
even
more
baddies?
Bad days?
Have bad days.
Me or her? I'm not going
to
answer.
Homer, welcome to the deep thought discussion. Even baddies have bad days. What does that mean to you?
It doesn't make any sense.
Go on.
What's a baddie? Do you think?
Baddie is a bad. It's bad, and so why you get
the definition. Never bad is good.
Have you not heard the
baddies.
Song Michael Jackson? But I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm really,
it's
really
how,
bad.
How long? How old is that? And I don't ever remember it being used the way you just said.
You don't remember them saying, "Damn, she bad." Y'all didn't say that back in the 60s.
Yes.
So a baddie.
A baddie is a different. Baddie is not bad.
Baddie is good looker.
Yeah.
Like
damn, like look, she's
good.
Bad.
Damn, she's a baddie.
Oh, again, to turn it from bad into baddie is what's new.
Homer, you look like a baddie with your fresh haircut.
Again, how long has the word baddie exist?
Probably 25 years.
No,
I would say,
there's no way. No.
No, I didn't hear baddie until you said it, Kyle.
Yeah.
Now what?
Now I heard someone's bad.
Homer,
she's a baddie.
Homer, baddie Homer, is
typically
just,
when somebody gives you a compliment.
Earl Batty was a catcher for the Twins 7 years ago.
Homer, jeez. Typically when somebody gives you a compliment, you say, thank you. I said you look like a baddie with your haircut. That's where you would inject a thank you.
But that's just crap.
Why is that crap?
There's no haircut. I don't have any hair.
You got a haircut.
Did you get
clearly
a haircut?
Your hair
yeah,
is
like
shorter.
4 or 3 weeks ago.
No, your hair is shorter than it was yesterday.
No.
He didn't get a haircut.
I didn't even get a haircut yesterday.
Wow. Apologize.
Making my point exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so
hopefully they don't charge you full price for a haircut with only a half
they say
hair.
It's more because it's harder to find it. That's the line I get.
Homer, actually, here, according to the Googles, the word baddie is something that has been used, popularized during the 2010s, but the word baddie has a much older origin, first appearing in American English around 1930s and 40s.
I've is been it, around the means, whole time, that's just made up.
But it means he's a villainous or criminal person.
Yes, yes, correct. That's what I said.
Is what he said. Brought it that up. Is what he said.
B-A-D-D-I-E?
Yeah.
So should we call good-looking people goodies?
No, the E, the goody, baddie, that's all garbage, just bad. That
ironically,
dude is bad.
But like, that's usually a compliment.
Yes, it
he
is.
He gets
but,
it.
But when
he
you
just doesn't
want to
add the
IE.
Because IE is feminine.
Ironically, if someone calls you a goody goody, that's a negative.
A goody,
hey,
a goody.
The bad had yeah. no question as to what sex it was.
Homer, do me a favor. When you get home tonight, say to your wife, you're a baddie, and
no.
Let me know how she responds.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not? Don't you think that could be a fun social experiment
no,
for a show?
No.
Laughing.
She
you
might smile. She would smile. She would say,
thanks,
honey.
She'll blush. She'll blush.
Why are you saying that? What's there's got a there's a story
yeah,
here
what
somewhere.
Yeah, what did you do,
Steve? What is a story here somewhere?
What did you do?
No.
I mean, you've been wearing hats with catchy lingo on them from the 21st century. I feel like you could try that. Freshen up the relationship, you know?
All right. Baddie is bad, and I mean as in bad. Never should have been invented. It's
what about
so
when somebody calls
concept.
You a naughty, naughty boy? Is that bad?
That makes sense.
What?
That makes sense. They don't go, you know, naughty, and now it's naughty, 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 ee, naughty. This is bad is fine. You don't need baddie. So, I don't know where they came up with that
garbage.
Tell
us about Citizens Bank.
I'll happily tell you about Citizens Bank. And listen, buying a
breasty.
Home.
Breasty. What's a breasty?
Sounds like a baddie.
Let me just stop. But buying a home, listen, KBN Nation, is one of the biggest moves that you'll ever make. And if you're thinking about making that move, I want you to have a team behind you that knows exactly what you're doing. But more importantly, they care. That process of getting pre-approved for a loan, finding a house, that all is stressful. But knowing that you can work with a bank like Citizens Bank right here in Wisconsin to help you from getting that pre-approval, finding the house in between, but then also on the closing date, that's what you need. They want to make sure you get those keys and make sure it's easy every step of the way. So I'm telling you, if you're dreaming about a home, dream no longer. Work with Citizens Bank, WI.Bank. That's all you got to go to is Citizens Bank, WI.Bank, because they can make the whole home buying process extremely stress-free. So I'm telling y'all, go to Citizens Bank, WI.Bank, because that is banking where you belong. Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
John Anderson, Professor Big Daddy J.A. next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He's soft, as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
As he does every Tuesday is Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson. I'm just going to say this, John. Yep. Brad Nortman to my left is the sky is falling, and it was ugly. I mean, Snell went the minimum through 8, but it's not over. It's one freaking game. Can you tell the football guy how baseball works?
Well, there must be a reason they give you 7, right? It's kind of like the reason they give you 3 strikes. You can look at 2 of them. As long as you hit the 3rd one, everything's fine.
He's a CPA, so he should follow the math part of this.
Yeah, the math is there.
I just feel like if they give you, you know, 7, that there's a reason that you don't have to win every single one of them. You know, there's only been, you know, one time where they made a team try to win 5 games in a 7-game series. I was 85 when the Cardinals should have beaten the Royals. But other than that, you know, you can't win the series on night one. You're not going to lose it. All the other good cliches. Let things play out. Be nice to get a win tonight. That'd be good. But we beat them 6 times. I'm not alarmed yet. I think that they'll be okay.
How much do you take with those 6 times, though? Because they were injured as all get out.
Okay. I take that my team was better than their team on 6 nights, and Most of my guys are back, and I think, was Churio involved in those games for us? I don't think he was. So
thank you.
I like my guys.
Wow, I thought that...
I'll take my chances.
I thought that I would have had John commiserating with me right next to me after the... But maybe I am being too negative, John.
You're the problem.
I wonder, from watching the game last night, my concern was it just seemed like all the trends, all the stats, everything that you'd use to evaluate a game, the Dodgers better the Brewers, and obviously, remarkably, they still had a chance at the end of the game. So I walked away thinking, man, like the Brewers got to really wake up quickly, because game two is an important game. Do you view tonight as a must win? Obviously, it's not an elimination game, but 0-2 going to LA. Do you view this as a must win or not so fast?
No, until they've got three, until they're down something three, nothing's a must win. It would help, but so would game one. So you guys know me, like I don't go crazy either side of this thing, but I think it's one. Listen, you could play that bad, hit that poorly, and still have a swing at it. Like I take my chances. Snell's not going to pitch every game. You know, I wish the Brewers would just throw a starter and get it over with. I'm not sure I understand the whole issue of how they want to use the pen all the time like this.
Get your wish tonight.
I think that's going to be long-term issues. But no, they didn't hit well at all last night, and they still had a chance to win the game, and somehow they remarkably held the Dodgers to two runs on what should have been. Every time I looked up, like, they got two more runners on again, you know? So it was remarkable to keep that. I'm more worried about that, like, I think the bats will wake up, but if the Dodgers could have had a couple of hits, that game's like 9-0 at some point. They kept them around, and they almost paid for it. But I think the Brewers will be, I think they'll be fine. I don't think they're phased a bit, nor should they be.
Oh, that's good. So going into this series, a lot of people had the Brewers as the underdog. Do you still feel confident that the Brewers can still make a run to the World Series after game one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, listen, you guys, after they won the first two games of Cubs, you guys had them walked right into the World Series. Now, because they lost one game against the Dodgers.
Don't say you guys, John. The two questions.
Excuse me, sir. They've lost three of their last four games. Their batting average has been .158.
Dude, you had them in the – you had – after 100 games, you had them in the World Series.
Yeah. I don't anymore, because Woodruff, to be there –
Woodruff is a big part of Homer's argument.
Yes, pitching was the ability to win 2-1 games.
Do you know what the Brewers hit in the series against the Angels in the ALCS when they came back and won? .219.
Oh, wow.
The Brewers 3-for-20.
Yeah, I knew you'd have an answer.
Game-winning hit.
Yeah, both of y'all take that, Homer and Brad.
You asked a weird, soft question to start. Do you think after game one that they can still win this series?
I think they still can.
I'm trying to guess.
It's
going to be the toughest thing
question they've
ever done. The Dodgers didn't even care. People were hurt. That six games is anybody who takes a lot from that.
Winning is hard in baseball, though. I mean, they still won. Losing six games is still like, okay, I couldn't get one.
I am with you, but they still were the best team in baseball against teams over .500, which is more indicative to their success against good teams versus the six games against the Dodgers.
No, which is the better team now? The Dodgers.
The Dodgers are, right. But as Jeff Passan said on Woldy and Tausch, doesn't mean the best team's going to win. This is baseball.
The Brewers could still do it. Yeah.
And for the purposes of...
wouldn't bet a whole lot on it.
Yes. I have no interest in the best team winning. I want my team to win.
I agree. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
But when they won 14 in a row and they get 34 games on .500, everywhere walking them to the World Series, there's no way this isn't going to happen, even though you knew the Dodgers perhaps then were diminished because of injuries. That didn't bother anybody. They win the first two games of the Cubs. You know, Homer, who was our fellow on that you had last week? He was right. They were going to just sweep the Cubs. They were going to sweep the Dodgers. They were going to walk right in. Like, this is baseball. Yeah. People don't win at that rate all the time. So it's one game. One. They win tomorrow. Everybody's going to go, oh, we're back home. Oh, we're in LA. Everything's fine.
You mean win tonight.
So, or it's win tonight. So it's
things change fast.
This one, I'll be fine.
As Murph said, momentum can switch in a baseball game with one pitch.
Mm-hmm.
If the Brewers win today, and if they win, say, game three as well, everybody's going to be changing.
Again,
everybody's back on.
Just say,
they win tonight.
Let's get tonight.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good.
We ain't even talking about fast. Have we said Freddie Peralta at all today?
Not enough.
Fastball Freddy out there, baby.
Coming up at 7:08 is the first pitch. Coming up at 5 o'clock in 2 minutes is Homer and John next.